Spring is in the air, and it's the season for growth and new experiences in your career. Explore the country with rewarding travel assignments through Arias Medical Group. Know a PT? Make a referral and earn up to $1,000. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's ariusmedical.com.
This is the PT Pintcast. Podcast that talks about physical therapy over beer. Bringing together clinicians, researchers, and forward-thinking PTs in a show that's anything but boring.
Let there be beer!
This is the PT Pintcast with your host, Jimmy McKay.
Here in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, Federal Advocacy Forum is why there more than 200 physical therapists have come to D.C., and 77, I got the stats, 77 of them are students, and I'm joined with two of those right now. Introduce yourselves.
I'm Lindsay McLonan. I am a student, second-year student at Sacred Heart University.
All right, good.
And I'm Arielle Brandon, and I'm also a second-year student at Sacred Heart in Connecticut.
I've contacted your professors already. You guys get bonus points for being on the show.
Perfect.
So, as students, why are you guys coming to something like this? This seems like, you know, the stuff of seasoned PTs. It's the older generation doing this, but there's a lot of students down here. Why specifically did you guys come?
I attended a national advocacy dinner last year, and it sparked my interest because I got to hear about one student's experience at Federal Advocacy Forum. So I thought, you know what, like, I'm going to put that on my radar for next year. And then I also went to Capitol Hill Day at Connecticut State Capitol, and that also
really... What's the capital of Connecticut go?
Hartford.
There you go. Sometimes we ask.
She's not even a Connecticut native.
No.
Sometimes we ask.
I attended one of those, and it just reeled me in. And then I also got scholarship from the education section to come down here and advocate for this amazing profession. Yeah. So
my path was a little bit different from Lindsay's. I wasn't very involved last year, and then this year it was kind of my goal to just get more involved. I went to CSM, and that was just so inspiring to meet people who are just as passionate about the profession, students and PTs.
It's okay to geek out amongst geeks.
I know.
So at CSM, it's totally normal just to totally geek out.
Exactly. And we were geeking out all weekend.
Oh, yeah.
It was awesome. It was so much fun. I've always been interested in advocacy, but I didn't know much about it at all. So I was like, I guess this is the chance to learn about it. So I signed up.
Yeah.
Came down, and
DC's not a bad town to come to either, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
And I figured if not now, then when am I gonna am I gonna learn about this? When am I gonna really start to get involved? So, I'd rather get involved as a student.
So what goes on? How are you guys gonna explain it when you get back to Sacred Heart?
Wow. It's gonna be hard to explain. I've been really inspired just learning about the basics of advocacy because I've never done this before. So I think I'll probably bring that back to our classmates. No matter what your experience level, you can learn something and really get involved.
Yeah.
And there's no pressure. It's not scary. And we can really make a difference even though we're just students.
Yeah.
You know, quote unquote, just
students.
She's
using the air quotes. I got to say that.
Yeah, air quotes.
Maybe why someone else should come next year.
It's getting outside of your comfort zone. And that's where the magic definitely happens. And for me, that's where this all started, me getting involved. I would say that I'm probably on the lower experience level with advocating and really get involved with legislators. But I've been really supported by other people who have been so involved, and that is so comforting. Just taking that one initial step is all it takes. One time,
yeah.
And then you're hooked. And that's where it's just like a domino effect from there. You just want more, and you want more, and you want more.
If you guys were to pick one thing, what's one thing a student could do to advocate, even at their local level, without ever maybe even leaving their home state? What's one thing you'd tell them to do?
Emailing is like the easiest way to get involved and still get their attention. You get to sit at your computer from home, and you can still help to bring attention to certain topics that are important in this profession.
I would say not just email, but tell an honest story.
An
honest story goes a long way, especially if a person's job is listening to their constituents. That's an honest story.
I think it's easy to think, too, that politicians are so removed from us because they're kind of based out of D.C., but they come home on the weekends. They come home in the summers. And, I mean, you can meet with your legislators, your congresspeople, your senators, like in New Haven, in Hartford, and talk with them if you want to go the next step after emailing them.
That's something that Brad Finch today, we went to a session, he talked about. Telling a personal story is one of the most important things. Anything to do with how it's physical therapy has affected your life, like, they're going to listen to those personal stories.
Yeah.
And it's going to really, he said, head, health, and heart are the three things that you need to attack with legislators and how important that is. And those heart stories are what matter.
That's it. Hearts and minds. You want to win someone over, hearts and minds right there. Ladies of Sacred Heart, appreciate you doing the things that you do. You know, even as just students, it matters and it gets us somewhere. And I appreciate you talking to us about Federal Advocacy Forum.
Thank you so
thank
much
you.
For having us.
Yeah, thank you. This has been great.
There we go.
So fun.
We got to go pay some student loans. We'll be right back.
Spring is in the air. It's the season for growth and new experiences in your physical therapy career. Explore the country with healthcare staffing agency Aureus Medical Group. You'll find rewarding travel and full-time career opportunities nationwide. Know a PT? Make a referral and earn up to $1,000. To speak with a recruiter, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit aureusmedical.com. That's A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com. Rocktape, more than just a tape company. Rocktape keeps athletes of all levels moving stronger, longer.
With the world's best kinesiology tape,
topical pain relief,
mobility equipment,
and protective gear.
And now physical therapists can get 20% off their first purchase right now at shop.rocktape.com.
Just use the code PTPINECAST at checkout to get 20% off.
That's shop.rocktape.com.
With the code PTPINECAST for killer savings of 20% off.
Rocktape, the world's best kinesiology tape.
Let's give a nice, warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now. We're meeting people from all over the place and all over the spectrum of physical therapy. And I'm talking to Mike.
Oh, yeah.
First year student. Mike, where are we from?
Tennessee State University.
All right. How'd you get here? First year student already taking a little bit of a liking to advocacy and advocating for our profession. I like that.
Yeah, this is my second conference. I did go to NSC in Miami in October.
Not a tough conference to sell to students. Hey, come to Miami. How'd you get here?
My state organization, TBTA, Tennessee Physical Therapy Association. I received a link regarding a student government liaison position that involved attending this federal advocacy forum. At the time, I didn't know what it was, but it was just a matter of applying and writing an essay on advocacy, giving my opinion, maybe some potential suggestions that I have. Anyway, I wrote the essay, not really expecting them to pick me at all, honestly, just my thoughts and
just
ideas and everything.
Put your thoughts down on paper, let it
go. Yeah, and just sent it off and got a phone call saying, hey, we want to fly you out to D.C. next month. And here I am. So
So you won an essay contest to come here.
Right.
What were some of those thoughts? What were some of your views on what we can do better? Because I don't think you need to be in physical therapy for 5, 10, 15, 20 years to have a great idea. I think a great idea can come from anywhere. So what were one or two years?
I was actually in chiropractic school before I...
That's okay. We're not going to dislike you.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much.
We welcome you here.
But I got a lot of chiropractic students as my Facebook friends from the institution I attended. And they post a lot, just like I'm sure you post a lot. And anyway, I've seen a lot of videos regarding chiropractic and how excited they get people in terms of the way they market it. It's something fun. Come get your back popped. Come get that feeling of euphoria from us, and they market it. It's not even rehab. It's an event, like going to the amusement park. I'm headed to the chiropractor. People get so excited about that. And it's like, why don't they get that excited about physical therapy?
You're right.
Anyway, one of my suggestions was regarding social media, that social media output of making physical therapy look fun, because it is. And essentially, what we're doing, the way that we're improving upon this machine of the body, it is fun for us as professionals, and it should be for our patients. So that was one of my suggestions. I'm learning a lot since I've been here. I definitely have a new outlook, I'd say, from just the time of writing that essay last month to now.
This is The Parting Shot.
Powered by Optum, Optum offers weekend courses that are Monday morning applicable, utilizing approaches that make sense.
They promote excellence in hands-on treatment, exercise prescription, pain science, and clinical reasoning, offering a COMT,
as well as an APTA-accredited fellowship in orthopedic manual therapy, both online and in-person mentoring, with locations in Houston, Dallas, and Scottsdale, Arizona. Find out more online
at optumfellowship.com.
What's one thing you're going to go back and tell your classmates that you picked up in here so far? I know you haven't finished the weekend,
man.
But...
all of the acts that we've got, you know, that we're trying to get past. I've known about that. I guess I know that there are laws that go into this profession. I didn't realize how complex the process was of a law from its creation to its enactment. And so, you know, they always say, get involved, get involved. I didn't know how, but I've learned how to fight now, how to fight this good fight that we're, you know, that we talk about so much. And so that's one thing I'm going to take back to my classmates, is how to fight as a student, because you can.
Sure.
That's a common misconception that we're students. What can we really do now? But
right.
You're a voice. You're not just a student. You are, in fact, a voice, a voting American. This is federal. And
that's awesome.
Something I'll definitely take.
Yeah, I think also when it comes from another student, it sounds more valid. People like to hear messages from their peers. It's more valid. Just telling an honest story. First year student.
Yeah, first year.
That's fantastic.
Hope to be here second and third.
There you go.
And going into practice.
So. Looking forward to good things. And I think you bring up some good points. And
yeah, we'll never be perfect, but we can always strive.
I like that very much. Mike, appreciate you stopping by and talking with us, man.
Thank you.
The PT Pintcast is a product of PT Pintcast LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pintcast CEO Jimmy McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pintcast.
The PT Pintcast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.
Hey, PT Pintcast listeners, I'm Eric Mara.
And I'm J.W. Matheson.
And we're from PT Inquest, a podcast that is also a journal club. Each week, we review and dissect a recent article that applies to physical therapy practice.
Or physiotherapy, as the weirdos on the other side of the pond call it.
Yeah, which pond you're talking about?
The Atlantic, or the Pacific, even Canada for that matter, everywhere but here.
Right. So check us out on the PT Podcast Network at ptpodcast.com.
You can become our seventh listener.
Yeah, JW, we're down to five now. Steve stopped listening because he was getting annoyed with all your puns.
No puns. That reminds me of a sad story today. Abandoned cheese factory in France. It blew up. Horrible explosion. All that was left was debris.
Yeah, on second thought, probably better for people not to listen to this show.